Fania.
Welcome back to WrestleFania, a podcast that still exists somehow.
This is something different, right? An after show? You probably thought, well, if you're actually listening to this, then somehow you subscribed. You probably thought, oh, he forgot. And the truth is, I did. Actually, I couldn't get to record. I wanted to do something last night. And I thought the night before, what a waste. So the hours were ticking away, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to try something different. What if instead of doing a show beforehand where it is, you know, pretty much worthless the time the Night of Champions starts, what if I did an after show reacting to what everyone watched at 1 o'clock and I watched at 6:30 p.m. Yes, that's another thing. I did not watch this show live. I just couldn't. Today was a day that just too many important things were happening in my life. That being, my wife wanted to go to the florist, the greenery, and get some flowers to plant in our garden in the yard. And I actually said, well, the show starts at 1. Maybe we can go in the morning. I'd like to watch the show. And I said, it doesn't matter. This really did happen. I said, you know what? I'm going to choose my family over a wrestling show. Or I'm not going to choose a wrestling show over my family. And my wife said, that's the sweetest thing you ever said to me. Now, we were laughing about it, but it actually did happen. But I thought I'd be done by 1. I wasn't. I thought I'd be done by 2. Oh, then the dog needs to go for a walk. Oh, and then I think, you know what? We need a new hose. Let me go to the old Ocean State job lot, get a new hose. Did that. Then we need to get dinner. Look, I started the show. I finished the show. And then I'm thinking, I need to get this done before the Celtics game because the Celtics game starts at 8:30. I'm talking to you right now. It's 8:15. So I'm going to be done. The show won't be up right away, but I'm going to be done by 8:30. I watched Night of Champions on Peacock on my computer. And the way I did it, I'm going to tell you, is I have this little plug-in where you can speed up video. So this was all, you know, it wasn't live, so I could do that. So I put it a little faster, and I was able to get through the entire Night of Champions. Now, the thing I was happy about is I didn't look at Twitter. I didn't look at, well, I guess Twitter would have been pretty much the only place I would have seen anything. I did not get spoiled at anything with any of the matches that happened this afternoon. So I am pretty pleased. And overall, I have to say, this was a pretty kick-ass, sorry about the language, a pretty kick-ass show. You know, it was from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, from the Jeddah Superdome. I'm sure there were already jokes out there from people making fun of Hogan. Didn't he call it the Sky Dome, the Superdome, or the Superdome, the Sky Dome? I don't remember. But anyway, you know, a lot of people might be like, what? Oh, gosh, they're working. A lot of people are annoyed by LIV Golf. And a lot of people are annoyed that WWE does stuff with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And I totally understand that. But when I see the people in the crowd and the kids in the crowd and they're all cheering, they're all excited, I can't help but think, okay, this is why. I mean, obviously, I say this is why they're doing it. They're doing it because they're getting a shit ton of money. But this is something that, you know, they're trying to make, you know, they're trying to bring the world, bring the East over to the West. Wait, we're the West over to the East. And trying to, you know, bring more to the world. And you just see these kids and grown-ups. I know grown adults with wrestling. What the hell? Just loving it. And that's good. I think that I'm okay with that. I think. I don't want to be wrong. Anyway, Night of Champions. Now, how many championship matches were there? Well, actually, every single match was a championship match except for 2. It was only 7 matches. So 5 out of the 7 were championship matches. We had Trish and Becky. I'm not even going to edit that cough out. Trish and Becky were a singles match. and Brock and Cody was a singles match, just a match. Everything else was for a title. I've had a bit of a cough, not because I probably got a cold from my wife, but I went to see Halloween and Hammerfall this past Sunday night, and my voice is still recovering. So if I sound manlier, or if I sound more grown up, or if I sound just a little more dignified, you can thank European Power Metal for all that. So what I like now is finally Wikipedia has everything in order. The overall, the night I thought was really good. There were some short matches. There were some long matches. And there was one belt that turned hands. And I wasn't expecting it, but I'm very excited about that, that they're doing that. And we'll get there. We'll get there. But first up, talk about the new World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins over AJ Styles. Now, of course, these guys delivered. I have to get used to the fact that this is just a brand new belt. It's a brand new championship. There's no, the lineage starts now. There's nothing to compare to. There's nothing to go back with. And I feel like we just did this with the Universal Championship. But again, the Universal Championship is, gosh, I don't even know how long that's been around for. Hey, Google, how long has the WWE Universal Championship been around? Let's see if they know. Well, I'm not going to get up and look at the screen. Anyway, in a couple of years, we'll be like, oh, he's the champion. And people will be like, well, this is like a secondary title. This is like, well, so was the Universal Champion. This is like, it doesn't mean as much because you didn't beat Roman. And yes, in the world of wrestling, it doesn't mean as much. But at the same time, none of this is real. So let's just write something new into the story. And that's what they did. And then, of course, you get two studs like AJ and Seth to put on a match. Personally, I would have liked to seen AJ win, but I get it. Was there something where AJ said, oh, he even said it's a secondary title. But maybe, that the whole point was, I don't know. I heard some podcast where they mentioned that. I have no idea how in context that was said. Nor do I care to even look it up, but I love AJ and I thought it would have been cool to give him this belt. It doesn't mean he'll never get it. It would have been cool for him to get it, as the first inaugural. And yet at the same time, there's Seth Rollins, who was a big time Universal champion. He lost the Universal title. So, okay. When he took on Finn Balor, even though Finn had to give it up the very next night. So this time he wins it, and he can automatically start making you with his, outlandish character. He can start making you feel the importance and start making this important. Now, starting Monday, you think someone's going to start challenging him right away? This is what usually they'll do. Someone will come out and go, I want that title. And then someone else will come out and say, I want that title. And then someone else will come out and say, I also want that title. And then Adam Pearce will come out and go, gentlemen, what we're going to do here is we're going to have a triple threat match. And the winner of the triple threat match is going to be the number one contender at Money in the Bank. Some shit like that always happens. That's how they do it. When there's no built-in storyline yet, that's what you get. So that's what I assume is going to happen. Overall, enjoyable match. A lot of good hard-hitting stuff. These guys are just pros, and, I think everything kind of looked good to me. And Seth is your new World Heavyweight Champion. Not surprising. I just would have liked for them to kind of zag when everyone thought they were going to zig. Boo. Next up, we have Trish Stratus defeating Becky Lynch. Now, I wasn't expecting a Trish win whatsoever. I saw a tweet that said so many botches in this. Maybe because I watched it a little faster. I didn't notice as many. Maybe because I was eating dinner at the same, at the same time. But it seemed like a fairly enjoyable match to me. And then Zoe Stark comes up. She was under the ring. She's been under the ring for days. They brought her there. They put her under the ring and they just waited. So it automatically elevates Zoe Stark, puts her in as like kind of a toady, but a toady to someone in a big storyline with Trish Stratus, who's obviously not going anywhere yet. And what she also did was she put her finishing move, which is a badass looking move. And I thought she nailed it, but instead I think she nailed Becky right in the face, because Becky came up a bloody mess. Now, the last time Becky came up a bloody mess, or the first time, I guess, was with when, what's her name, hit her in the face. You know, the I can't even think of her name. What the hell is her name? Nia Jax. I knew there was an X somewhere in there. And this time she already tweeted, like, I'm not done with you yet. Her face was all bloodied up. And I was like, I shouldn't be like, I shouldn't find this, like, weirdly attractive. Is that weird, right? I mean, this, like, it just looks so badass. I was like, oh, my God. I love you, Becky Lynch. Don't forget that she is the man. And also, you know, I don't mind these one pieces that the women have to wear in Saudi Arabia. Becky looked pretty badass in the Kill Bill outfit, I have to say. Overall, I enjoyed it. I don't know. It went 14 and a half minutes. It was the fourth longest. The first match went 20:40, it says. Then we have the second shortest match, Gunther versus Mustafa Ali. Now, it's good to see Mustafa Ali get a pay-per-view match, a PLE match, whatever you want to call it. It was cool to see him, you know, come out in the I don't know what it's called, like the headdress or the chic headdress, but just kind of, you know, showing off his culture, being proud to be there. That was cool, and the crowd was totally behind him. But Gunther is this big, powerful, terrible heel, and his entrance is always awesome. But he does a good job of selling too. So he gave Ali, you know, some real good kind of offense and made it believable and gave him hope. But in the end, he crushes him, which is what you'd expect. Overall, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed. There isn't a match here I didn't enjoy, except the minute and 10 minute match, the 1 minute 10 second match. Now, the big storyline, the second big storyline coming out of this, is that Asuka is your new Raw Women's Champion by beating Bianca Belair. 15-minute match. I thought this was a banger. I thought it was really good. And I thought the ending was tremendous. The way she went for the mist, she missed the mist, as they said. But then she got that goo, whatever it is, and she rubbed it in her eyes, and the ref was positioned where she couldn't see it. Like, it was, but it was perfectly right on camera, right on a finishing move. She got it in. I mean, now, I don't know what that tastes like, but to me, I picture it very wintergreen. That's what I think. It's a wintergreen taste, almost like chew. And I tried chewing tobacco once. I went to spit, and I think I swallowed a little, and I threw up. But that's what I think it smells like. Kids used to chew tobacco in my high school all the time and spit it into the rug, and you get this menthol smell, this minty smell. And I'd like to think that's what the mist is, what it tastes like, when, digested and sprayed, spit into your face, droplets everywhere. But I enjoy this match. Really good. Very nice surprise. And I like the surprise because it wasn't expected. Now, I'm not saying Bianca was stagnant or boring or anything, but it just gives her something new to do. She's been champ for so long, something new to do. A new storyline. I know she's got the reality show coming up with her husband. I don't know what that's going to be like. You know, there was also, I saw a rumor that they're going to turn heel. I don't know, but something new is always enjoyable. And, you know, I'm sure whatever it is, she can pull it off. And then you got Rhea versus Natalya. I didn't even know this match was happening, I have to be honest with you. I was like, Natalya, what's she doing there? Is she there just to wave and talk about the crowd? I obviously must have missed some things with the Celtics going on. So she came out there for no reason except to get squashed completely by Rhea with the help of Dom distracting her. But she did a good job of it. And Rhea just oozes a superstar. Oozes championship. Like, she is everything that you were hoping that she would evolve into, or people were hoping, or WWE was hoping she'd evolved into. She has done tenfold, and a lot of it is the, you know, having the ability to play off of the Dom and the Judgment Day. It is just elevated her to elite status right now, where you see her, you expect her to win. When I saw her, you know, against Charlotte, even though I kind of fell asleep, you expected her to win. Then I woke up and she did. Natty, she's there.
She's a good hand. She's a pro. Go out there, get the shit beat out of you, and call it a day.
And then we got the Brock Cody match. This match was under 10 minutes, but the way it happened was the way it needed to happen. I didn't need to see Cody win again. Okay, Brock winning makes sense. Now, maybe it's over. Maybe it leads to something at Money in the Bank. I don't know. Cody came out there, fought like hell with a quote-unquote broken arm. At the same time, he never tapped. He never folded. He never gave up, but he still lost because Brock was just too much and he passed out. So overall, Brock gets the win. Cody gets the never gave up. It's just perfectly put together. And I love, was it Brandi Rhodes tweeted out, you know, a picture of Cody at the press conference, or a tweet of Cody at the press conference that was held yesterday. And she says, you know, people out there still think he should have stayed where he was. Please, let's put that to rest. So I thought that was pretty excellent. And the match was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Not long, very heavy hitting, very aggressive, very violent, with Cody not giving up, with Brock not giving up, with Cody getting a lot of offense in, but still not enough because he's injured. So it worked out pretty much exactly the way they needed it to. Now we get to the main event. Owens and Zayn versus Roman and Solo Sikoa. Now, Paul only called him Soa. I thought, oh, God, Solo. I thought, oh, God, did they drop Sikoa? They didn't, as far as I can tell. Owens and Zayn versus the Bloodline. Everything about this match was just beautiful. From Roman not wanting to participate, to Roman jawing with the crowd, tagging in, being the chicken shit. Everything, I thought, was so well done. And then to the point where, of course, we get the ref bump. And the ref bump. And the other day on SmackDown, they're like, Usos, you aren't coming. You know, I thought, oh, they really aren't going. I thought maybe they couldn't go. I don't know with, but they've been there in the past. I thought, you know, like they've had like DUIs. So I don't know if there was an issue with that. But that was just a clever ruse. And they ended up being there. So the match, obviously fantastic as it's going along. But the real story is the Usos come in to try to help again, but they accidentally take out Solo. Roman sees it. This is all while the ref is, you know, half dead. Roman sees it. He starts flipping out on them. And then finally the cookie crumbles. And was it Jay? I'm someday I'll get it. It was Jimmy who super kicked, Roman, and Jay was like, what the hell? And then he did it again, and you realize, oh man, the Bloodline is crumbling even more so. Like now all that's left is Solo. I mean, or is one of the Usos going to, you know, turn his back on his brother? I don't know, but it was such a, and then at the end, Jimmy and Jay got the win. I mean, Sammy and Kevin got the win. Another ref came out, just masterfully told, masterful storyline. Like, just, you think the Bloodline, you think you're bored of it, you think they've done enough of it. No, they do something new. They spoil his 1,000th day. Now, this Friday is a 1,000th day celebration. I can only imagine what's going to happen here. I'm looking forward to it, and it should be fun as hell. Again, they did it again, Night of Champions. Now, tomorrow night, this is what I'm annoyed about. My mother-in-law is moving. She's up in New Hampshire. She's moving to down the street with my brother and my sister-in-law. My parents, me and my brother are married to sisters. So there, we have the same mother-in-law. That's how that works. Now I'm going Tuesday to help her. The movers are going to be there. I'm going to be there to kind of help where I can and, you know, get her on her final day in her house. But I thought I was going to be there just about every weekend, helping her pack, you know, doing things, just being there all the time. And especially the long weekend of Memorial Day, which is where I am right now, which is where we are right now. Well, that didn't happen. So tomorrow night, where I thought I wasn't going to be around, I have open. I'm around. But I'm not going to be at the goddamn NXT Battleground in Lowell, which is 20 minutes away from where I am right now. I'm not going to be there. I've seen NXT in Lowell before. It's funny. Lowell Sun tweeted, WWE's development, first time in Massachusetts. I'm like, no, it's not the first time in Massachusetts. I was there last time in 2016. But I got to be honest with you. I love the going to see NXT. I would love to go to Saugus Arena. That's how it's pronounced. The T is silent, everybody. Saugus Arena in Lowell, Massachusetts. But I haven't been paying attention to NXT. So I'm not even going to talk about it other than the fact that I'm definitely going to be watching it. That one I'm going to be watching live. And that's the only wrestling I'm going to be watching live this weekend. Look, I'm not an AEW guy. So I know they have a big show right now. I think it's on right now. I'm watching the Celtics. That's way more important to me and to the world. Let's be honest. I'm not paying for pay-per-views. Okay. You want me to watch, your special shows, your big live events, put them on a streaming service. Cause as much as I love WWE, I wasn't paying for pay-per-view. I would not be paying for this. I would not be paying for Money in the Bank. That's just not in my budgetary, wrestling purview. But for, you know, on a streamer, sure, I'll watch your show. But I'm not watching tonight. Go Celtics. I hope to see you on with NXT tomorrow night. You can find me on Twitter at WrestleBran. Oh, my God, I just said that? You can find me on Twitter at WrestleWatcher. Oh, gross. My cousin's on at WrestleBran. And see, I'm actually half watching the Celtics now. My cousin is WrestleBran. He used to be a co-host of the show. Then he stopped giving a shit about all of you. So, you don't have to worry about him. You can follow me though at Wrestle Watcher. All right, I'll be watching tomorrow night. I hope you enjoyed today. I thought it was really good, but shocking. They deliver all the time with these events. They make them feel huge. They make them big, and it just felt big, and it was well done, well done. So that's it. Enjoy NXT tomorrow night. If you watch AEW, I hope you enjoy it tonight. I hope to enjoy the Celtics. We'll see. But until next time, everybody, thanks for listening. Thank you for subscribing, and see you later. I'm gonna win because I got you ringside. Fans not experts.